So we do have a residential program, a respite program, and then our hospice palliative as well. So our residential program houses kiddos from the community that need a place, a residential placement, where they are supported and they're able to go to school, go to appointments, and they do that from the Darling Home for Kids. And so this is their home where they spend, you know, all of their days and nights, and they're cared for consistently by our staff team. Our respite program is for children that live in the community, and then they access that support as a break for their parents, and just be able to get the consistent care again from our care team. And then we do offer a palliative hospice program as well. And so the hospice is specific to children who are in that end-of-life process and for families that are looking to come to a place to do that end-of-life care that's welcoming and comforting, and just a place where they can walk through that process. And we currently have four children that live with us full-time. And then we service about 50 families through our other programs. Obviously, the last 2 years and through the pandemic has been a little bit different in terms of the hours and the support we're able to give. On a daily basis, we are kind of sitting at having 6 to 8 kids in the home.